Calvin Davis joining us, the MP for Te Tai Tokorau, numerous political portfolios too. Tēnā koe, Calvin. Thanks for joining us again.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Morena.
Morena. Look, a new iwi-led plan to transform the way tamariki and whānau in Te Matawa, Māui, Hawke's Bay, supported was officially launched at Waipatu Marae last week. It's an important kaupapa for the whānau and hapū of Kahungunu. Give us an overview of that, please, and how the whānau down there in Hawke's Bay are going to be supported.
Yeah, so since I've been the Minister for Children, we've said that Oranga Tamariki had always put itself at the centre of decision-making around children and families, and I've said, well, I believe that actually Māori and iwi in particular know how to look after their children better. And so this is part of the transfer of resources and decision-making to iwi, to communities, to make sure that they have what they need to make the right decisions to help whānau who need the assistance. This was basically started in 2019 with that uplift from Hastings Hospital of a newborn baby. And Ngahi Witomoana, chairman of Ngāti Kahununga at the time, said, not one more baby without us. And so they took the initiative and worked alongside Oranga Tamariki to work out what the needs are for them. They took us through the process. There's a number of stages. It's based on tikanga. It's based on... it's just a wonderful kaupapa. And it's been developed by Māori for Māori, and it's been run by Ngāti Kahununu with the support of Oranga Tamariki standing to the side and stepping in if they're ever needed. And I'd just like to acknowledge and congratulate Ngāti Kahununu for the development and the perseverance with it. And, you know, we've seen a significant reduction in fact, I don't know if there's been any uplifts in Ngāti Kahununu by Oranga Tamariki alone since Ngāti Kahununu have been taking the lead.
Tēnā koe, Calvin, thanks. Obviously, there are still issues weather-wise, and we were warned of another atmospheric river wreaking havoc across the land, including in Te Tai Tokorau, where I note the Brindooans are still closed. You might update us on the gorge through Te Kaitaia as well, please, mate. But transport issues for your electorate are significant. Are you satisfied with the level of funding that the people who call the North home are receiving, even for transport infrastructure?
Yeah, so the Brindooans opened yesterday, I think it was, in both directions, which is a big relief. I think over the last 3 weeks, I went between Auckland and Northland probably 5 or 6 times. And it is a massive detour, and it does cost businesses. The Mangamuka Gorge, $100 million has gone towards getting that open. There's been, I think, 15 slips through the gorge, and there are a number of other areas that have the potential to slip. So that is a big issue. Part of that $100 million is going towards the stabilisation of State Highway 10 through Kaiō, through Whangaroa. There are 3 sets of traffic lights, one at the bridge at Kaiō that's being built, and 2 more either side of Waitaroke. That's just shoring up the bit of subsidence on the sides of the road. But this is all caused by these weather events, and you know, the government is not responsible for the way it's been raining. And in fact, we're trying to take steps to mitigate climate change, such as through, encouraging people to buy electric cars and all that sort of stuff. And all we get from the opposition is criticism. But it is people in the rural areas that really are affected by the climate change. You know, the farms that have been flooded, the fences that have gone, the roads, the bridges. And so it's important that we address these issues on a number of fronts, and that clean car rebate is one of them, along with others.
Tēnā koe. I note that you had a kōrero in the north recently about indigenous biodiversity. What was the gist of that, and can you explain the context, please?
Yeah, that was led by James Shaw, and to put it bluntly, this, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, the people of the north marched through the streets of Kaikohia, about 2,000 people around ECNAs, or significant natural areas. James said, oops, that didn't go down too well, and he had to go and rejig it. And this was him going around talking to communities about ECNA's part two or mark two, and trying to explain the changes to it. So I went along on Thursday, had a hui in Kaitaia, I think it was Wednesday last week, and there was another one in Whangarei on Thursday. Maybe 80 people in total attended these hui. You know, I'm not sure how it went down, but, you know, at least James is getting out there and talking to people about this. So the biodiversity is making sure that native trees on land, there is some form of protection. But what people were upset about was, in particular, Māori was saying, hang on, well, this is the government saying, you know, we want to protect those native trees on our land, but the government has got to remember that this is our land and we make decisions around it. And so they weren't happy with the government saying at the time, we want those trees protected. If the landowner's saying, well, hang on, we want to mill them for whatever reason, or we want to use that bit of particular bit of land to build a whare on or something. So that's what that was all about with James going around the north last week.
Thanks. I spoke with Pat Newman yesterday. You and he know each other well. Celebrating the success of a sort of localised focus to get more of our kids attending school more regularly. He said that it's working well and it's been sort of rolled out among other schools in the north. What would you say of this sort of localised community approach to bringing our kids back into the fold in your capacity as Associate Minister of Ed Māori Education, Calvin?
Yeah, I think this is what happens when we trust in communities to come up with the solutions. Pat's he's very outspoken on a lot of educational issues. He was a teacher at Bay of Islands Intermediate School when I was a pupil there, so I've known him since 1978. And also as a colleague, a principal colleague, and I've got a lot of respect for him. And, you know, when he says something, he knows what he's talking about. So this is good that communities are coming up with the solutions, and this is where, you know, the government needs to back the community and trust in them.
Ka pai, good talking with you. You'd be disappointed that Charles didn't invite you to his shindig.
Oh, look, we've got a coronation coming up, and, you know, celebration in Waikato Tainui over the next couple of months. I'd prefer to go to that. But, hey, you know, good on them. You know, I'm not huge on the royal family, but I guess it is a historic occasion. And those people who go over there, I hope they enjoy it for what it is, all the pomp and pageantry and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, it would be a little bit hypocritical, I guess, for myself. He's not, you know, he's not a big royalist to turn up there, but all the best to everyone else who is there.
So I can assume you're a Republican.
Ah, oh, look, the big thing is, where does Te Tiriti o Waitangi sit in any discussion around republicanism or, you know, where the Queen is?
Let's both have a go at it, sort of. Republicanism, yeah, no, it's a strange word, but it's a discussion that's warranted, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, I just really worry about if we do go to a republic, that there will be an excuse for people to try and do away with Te Tiriti o Waitangi. That's my big concern. But that said, you know, I'm not too hot on the royal family. But, you know, I don't think they do. Yeah, good on them. They exist, and they're over there in England. And it's really for us to look after our own affairs here in Aotearoa, is the way I see it.
Got it. Okay. With that in mind, just lay out your mahi ahead for the week. Calvin, you guys are all back down in Wellington, I'm assuming. So what's the major focus of your work? How are you going to earn a quid this week?
Yeah, it's back into it after a three-week recess. That's sort of our last opportunity, I guess, before the election. And we break in the end of August to head into campaign and that. So, it's just back into it, back into the house, back into all our meetings that we have here. I think I'm in the weekend, I'm somewhere, I might be in the Hokianga, I think. So, you know, it's just go until the election, and then, you know, maybe might have a day or two off before we get into it after the election.
Sounds good. Always neat talking with you. Thanks for your time this morning, Shane. Calvin, sorry, okay. Shane's coming up.
Shane's next.
I'll tell him to vote Labour, all right, when I talk with him. All right, then. Thanks, Calvin. Sorry, mate. Yeah, we've got Shane Jones coming up in a minute.